Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What a weekend and what a week ahead. Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister, a resident political analyst who wears many hats. Education, school's over for a lot. Pittsburgh Public ends this Thursday.
Yeah.
We're students, but a lot of the school districts are already off. This is the first full free day for the kids.
And they are, some of them are taking advantage of it by sleeping in. Some of them have, you know, stuck to the habit of waking up early, and parents are around the region are wondering, why are you up already?
You got summer camps, this and that going on, and it's a big week and culminating on Sunday, Father's Day.
Yes. Yes. What do you got planned for Father's Day?
Nothing. I'm going to watch a little of the U.S. Open.
Does that sound like the perfect Father's Day, especially considering the U.S. Open is in Oakmont this year?
So that, you bring up a good question. Should I, because I'll be asked, I'm surprised I haven't been yet. What do you want to do on Father's Day? Maybe just fire up the grill, you know?
You know, there's not usually a really good way of answering that question, because if you say nothing, it's like, why don't you want to spend time with us? It's like, I just want to relax, but then and rest. What do you mean you want to relax? We don't make you relax. It's like, or the flip side is you say something like, yeah, I want people over, and then you end up having 30 people over, and you're entertaining them right while you're the grill master, which is can be fun, but it's not kicking up your feet and watching the last day of the U.S. Open.
Let me think about it. I'll get back to you on that. Meanwhile, no shortage of political talk, and that really culminated last week when we saw a dramatic turn with Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Now, some of that feud got pretty heated, but seems to have died down over the course of the weekend since the protests in Los Angeles and Trump sending the National Guard. So let's talk about Elon Musk. He didn't like the big budget, the big, beautiful budget, because it added $2.4 trillion to the national debt. He says it's too much, and he was very strong. And then Donald Trump came out pretty strong against Elon Musk, back and forth. So where do you see that going?
Well, to start off with, if you're heading Doge and you're cutting all the waste, fraud, and abuse, the wonderful phrase we've been hearing since January. And then you turn around and you say, okay, this is going to add $2.4 trillion, which is going to weaken America's stance internationally. Because again, part of what we've been hearing is the national debt weakens us. It makes us vulnerable to our enemies. If you then turn around and add to the debt in a way that's not going to help the economy, the way a business person such as Elon Musk is looking for it to help the economy, especially after Tesla's been hurt as much as it's been with him working for the federal government. I would not be shocked if there was a little birdie or two in his ear from his board of directors saying, enough of this is enough. You were supposed to be there to help nudge us in the right direction. It's not. Where do you stand? And this might be why you heard some pushback on social media, which, of course, the interesting thing, Larry, was Trump didn't push back initially on Musk when Musk initially started this. And that was one of the things that was notable was, hey, usually Trump fires back immediately on somebody on social media. Why is he so quiet?
Well, then I think the big shot across the bow was suggestion that the Epstein Island incidents and being around him reflected on, you know, that was surprising that Elon Musk would throw that back. Not much has come from that, though.
No, it didn't catch the attention that Musk was hoping it would. And he actually, from what I understand, deleted that tweet as well. But the flip side of that was then Trump got involved and said, you know what? If Muskie wants to sit out there and run his mouth so much, maybe we start canceling all these government contracts
with Tesla and SpaceX. Program. Yes. And that said, Trump said he had purchased a Tesla to support Elon Musk. And now he said, I'm going to sell it or give it away. So it's back and forth. And as I mentioned, it seemed to settle over the weekend. There were more important things to talk about in the sense of what's going on. The protests in Los Angeles against the ICE coming in and removing people. But it's gotten ugly. It's gotten violent. And now with the National Guard moving in, he hasn't declared an insurrection yet. But if he does that, it'll give the National Guard a lot more latitude.
And he's going to have to be careful with this because you're talking about Los Angeles, which the history of riots in Los Angeles is one thing. It's notable over many decades in L.A. Number two, when you're talking about roughly 1 in 10 residents in L.A. County are undocumented, you're now talking about a highly, excuse the pun, explosive issue that's very, very relevant to the people that live there. You're talking about a city that is upwards of 50% Latino, and you're talking about a border state that is one of the bluest states in the country with a governor that would love to run for president. You have everything that both goes for the president, which, again, immigration was his strongest issue, and everything that can go against the president, all those things I just mentioned. This is something where the Trump administration in D.C., 3,000 miles away, it's going to have to be very, very mindful of how this plays out. They're going to have to play it more by the book than I think the administration would like to. And so far, they've ridden that line pretty well, but they're going to have to continue to do that if they, one, want the violence to quell, and number two, not to have very bad blowback.
When we come back with Lenny McAllister, I want to ask you about the Supreme Court. Another one of those leaks occurred, and that one has you wondering, what's going on there? Coming up next on the 18 of News Radio KDKA from the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, let's check in with Paul Rasmussen.
Larry, fireworks are expected here, but not in a restroom. You'll find out where that happens Sunday coming up at 8:30 on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
Fireworks in a restroom, we'll just leave it at that, Paul.
There's so many things that come with that.
We'll let that one simmer. Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister in studio. Lenny, I mentioned the Supreme Court. They had another one of those release glitches where today was supposed to be the day they were going to talk about the cases they were taking up. And Friday they released the list. What's going on there? This is a Supreme Court, right? One of the branches of our government. And we've had multiple glitches over the past at least just the year.
My cynical, practical, political mind says that as the Supreme Court has become more and more politicized, which it's always been a political entity, but just not as much as it is now, the more that's come about, the more you have seen these type of instances to react and interact with a highly politicized world, to kind of give people, and whether it's unintentionally, which I think it is from the nine justices' perspective, or intentionally by way of their staff, which I think it's the case there. It's a way of tipping people off in regards to this is what's coming down the pike. Prepare.
Right.
You know, you look at the Hobbs case. It was highly, highly controversial. Everybody was waiting for it. Be on the lookout. Now, I will caution people. This happened in 2012 as well with Obamacare, where the leak was it was going to be 5-4 against Obamacare, and it was going to get struck down. And then that's where Roberts surprised everybody that summer. So this is happening. They want to get this locked down. But the truth of the matter is, as long as you have people that are working at the Supreme Court that are people other than those nine justices, and they're under the age of 35 and they have access to social media and media people trying to ask them for a leak, the more politicized our world becomes, the more this will likely be something that happens every now and then, unfortunately.
Somebody asked, well, what is the mission of the Supreme Court? Primarily, it's to act as a final arbiter of the law, ensuring equal justice under the law and serving as the guardian and interpreter of the Constitution. That said, so what makes them decide to take a case? They're being pitched all the time. And even the president said, well, let the Supreme Court decide, feeling that he's, you know, put three justices.
Yeah.
On the court, on the bench, so he would think he would get a favorable response.
But with waning, and it's interesting, he would say that previously, but now he has waning confidence in at least two of them, Kavanaugh and Barrett. And that's been, again, criticized in social media, criticized in traditional media. And look, they're still human beings. They still hear it. They still feel it. And some of them have gone through death threats as well on their family members or on their households. And as a result, you're still talking about human interaction.
One of the reasons, and it was asked, why are there not term limits for justices at the Supreme Court level? And the reasoning is that when a president nominates one for a seat on the bench and gets through, they're in for life. Therefore, they would be free from paying back, so to speak, for getting the job in the first place. They shouldn't have any political ties. They should be rendering based strictly on logic and the law, right?
That's how it's supposed to work. The flip side of that is the vetting is so great now from a politicized point of view. And there was a time where Supreme Court justices got a little bit more of leeway in regards to the confirmation votes, where it was more bipartisan than it is now. This is a very politicized process. And let's not forget the Trump court in particular. You have... Starting in 2016, you had McConnell, former majority leader McConnell, holding on to that seat and not starting that process while President Obama was in place. Or else we would probably have a 5-4 liberal to conservative court going into 2017. And then Trump got the two extra ones after that during term one. So when you have those type of political mechanisms shaping the court in an election year, it almost has no other choice but to be much more politicized than it's been in the past.
Who's left that would be anytime soon maybe stepping down from the bench? Would it be Clarence Thomas?
It would probably be
age-wise?
Thomas. It would probably be Thomas Ames age-wise.
So there's a possibility in this term for Trump that he could nominate another justice too.
A 1-1 though. I mean, you have Clarence Thomas that came in obviously under Bush 41 and as a conservative has been one of the most conservative voting justices on the court since he's been there in the 90s. Now there's the argument that you might get a Comey Barrett, you might get a Kavanaugh that is conservative, gets through the confirmation process, but sometimes doesn't go with Trump. Now, of course, the argument there too is, well, you know, Trump does some things that would make a constitutional conservative very, you know, antsy, would give them heartburn, and that's why he's gotten some of the rulings that he's gotten. But generally speaking, that would still be a conservative.
All right, that said, so the three branches of the government, you have the legislative, the Congress, and the Senate, and that's one, each one tilted to the Republican side. You have a Republican president, and you have a Republican-influenced Supreme Court giving Donald Trump probably the most power ever collectively in the history of the country.
Who, I mean, well, he still had a he had a 5-4 court coming in 2017. We've seen other presidents come in and be able to have a Supreme Court be on their side, or even having a Congress be on their side. I mean, you could talk about FDR in 1933. And yet, and this is where the hubris of the presidency can't come in sometimes, there's still oversteps. I mean, FDR famously overstepped multiple times where the Supreme Court was kind of striking down some of the things he was trying to do with the New Deal, which is why he tried to pack the court in the 1930s. You look at the Trump administration, you would think 6-3, and you would think he appointed or he nominated three of those justices, he should be okay. And yet some of these rulings have come out unfavorably for him. So it's still a matter of those justices looking and saying, our obligation is to the Constitution. We are not politicians. Earl Warren famously said this to President Eisenhower.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
For a politician, I am not. The only thing I'm supposed to pay attention to is the Constitution. And sometimes, despite the nominations, it plays out that way with these decisions that come out, generally speaking, every June.
I want to ask you about where we think this is going between Elon Musk and Donald Trump coming up. That and more with Lenny McAllister on the Big K Morning Show. Big K Morning Show, what a big week we have in store. The U.S. Open, we've got Jeff Hathorne coming up, top of the hour. Our Odyssey sports director will talk about that. And Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler and will go to mandatory camp starting tomorrow. We're with Lenny McAllister every Monday at our 8 o'clock hour, our resident political analyst. Before we get into the battle between Trump and Musk, what about Aaron Rodgers finally signing? Were you surprised, not surprised?
You know, Mr. Rooney gets a level of credibility here because there was a period of time where I think the average Pittsburgh Steeler fan was not really trusting ownership quite the same way to deliver the goods. And he mentioned several weeks ago, listen, every indication is he's coming, everybody relax. And he just kind of didn't say anything after that. And so for him to finally sign kind of gives a level of, oh, the Steelers know what they're doing. You know, you can kind of count on them to know what they're doing. Now, the next step, of course, is going to be, you know, let's just be honest. Can you go get a legitimate number two receiver? Can you allow, I mean, just cynically, can you allow a veteran quarterback to audibleize at the line of scrimmage? And let's go win a playoff game or two this year.
I was talking to some people really in the know, and they said Aaron Rodgers can still throw. If he can get protection, he'll make a difference in a big way. We'll see. Meanwhile, all right, back to the battle off the gridiron. and that is between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Some of that rhetoric was pulled back over the weekend, but it got really heated and ugly. I think it far exceeded and surprised a lot of people what Elon Musk started throwing salvos at Trump and then back and forth, including Trump saying, I bought a Tesla to support him, but I'm getting rid of it or giving it away. But one thing in the middle of all of that is that Elon Musk suggested that without him, Donald Trump would not have been reelected for a second term while he had the other term off. Trump still holding to the fact that he thought he was cheated out of the last election. There's been no evidence to support that, but he keeps saying it, and a substantial number of people believe it. Now there are people saying, well, wait a minute. Is it possible that some of these computer and social media geniuses had enough influence to alter the election this time?
Well, let's start with the thing that really hit Donald Trump's nerve, which was he had to go get help from somebody that has more money than him to help him do something he wanted to do. Let's also go back and remember that everybody knew that when Elon Musk said he was going to give millions of dollars to the Trump effort to get reelected, everybody said it was a game changer because, one, they said that's a lot of money, and number two, he has X, and he's now going to use social media to also drive voters towards Donald Trump. Everybody said that was a game changer this time last year. That's a true statement. Let's go back and look at the numbers. People, again, look at the electoral votes and say, well, Donald Trump won in a landslide. Well, if you win small margins in seven states like Donald Trump did, yeah, it's a big win in the electoral college. It's not that big of a win when you talk about the popular vote. And when you start looking at who was able to drive, particularly young men out to the polls, people that usually don't vote, getting them involved, getting them active, and getting them to focus on two things. One, inflation. Two, immigration. Those are the two issues that Donald Trump won. Elon Musk hit a nerve. He's right. Trump likely does not win without two major things. One, Musk's support, and two, Biden's horrible gaffe and just not being able to run in a 2024 election and the Democrats not having a backup plan sooner for that.
Is there enough evidence to look at the possibility?
From the computer aspect of it, it goes back to yes and no. Because, yes, is it theoretical because you have so many things online? Of course it is. But when you continuously have experts telling you in 2024, in 2020, in 2016, this is the most secure election we've ever had, despite the interference that we've tried to get from North Korea, China, Iran, and Russia, it's hard to go down that path. And here's what you have to look at, whether you're looking at it from a foundational standpoint or even from a political standpoint. Once you open Pandora's box, can I all of a sudden say that about the 2012 election with Barack Obama, who was behind Mitt Romney and had to win the second debate in order to win a fairly close election? What about 2008, where John McCain, after the Republican convention, was ahead of Barack Obama? Can I do this in 2000, which separated the country for months and really didn't reunite the country until 9/11? Do we really want to start going down this path? I mean, look at how long it divided the country in 2020, during a pandemic and during the aftermath of a pandemic. So it's always cute to be able to say this in social media. Practically, there are many, many ramifications for going down this path.
That said, where do you see the relationship going now between Trump and Musk? People have suggested that this was all some kind of staged game. That seems unlikely.
If it's a staged game, Larry, you know who the main audience was? It was the boards of SpaceX and Tesla to show them, hey, listen, I've been losing a lot of money since this guy got into office. I lost a lot of money in the stock market. But listen, now that I'm back, I'm more loyal to you two boards than I am to this president. The rest of us, we're indirectly influenced. But those two entities are Elon Musk's main audiences.
What about people like Steve Bannon suggested Elon Musk be investigated and now deported?
I mean, this is the threat that they always do. Look, bullies are going to bully, right? So if you can't get that guy on your side, you try to throw an elbow. Now, of course, Elon Musk kind of laughs and says, I'm a citizen of every country because I'm uber rich, so I don't really care. But the bottom line is I can still influence your economy. And when you have economic numbers that came out like we had on Friday, you know, you can do that all you want. You don't want to mess with somebody that has that level of influence as well. You have them on your side. You keep them there.
How much was the golden ticket to get back in the country or for people?
Was it 500,000?
No, I think it was 5 million.
Oh, 5 million. There you go. Yes.
You get the golden pass. Yes. So if he, you know, 5 million, he sneezes that, Elon Musk.
Care.
So we'll see where all this goes. All right. Some final words with Lenny coming up, and we'll check on weather and traffic next.
Violent and destructive immigration riots in L.A. President Trump is now defending his decision to deploy 2,000 National Guard troops.
And if we see danger to our country and to our citizens, we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order.
I think the world is watching to see how this goes, and does it spread from L.A. to any other city?
And on top of that, it really goes to he acts authoritarian. Let's see what he does when there's an actual crisis.
And we'll update that story. There's a new development to pass along at 9. Former Packers great Aaron Rodgers meets the media tomorrow as the Steelers' starting quarterback.
They saw Rodgers beat them 15 years ago. They're banking he can lead them now.
That's our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Anxious to talk to him right after the news at 9 because there's so much going on. Not just Aaron Rodgers. You have a new Penguins coach that we'll officially meet on Wednesday. And, oh, by the way, there's a golf tournament in town, you may have heard.
And practice rounds start today at Oakmont. You don't think you can park in Oakmont or Plum, though. Probably not a good idea.
No. They're saying they're towing you. Unless you're I guess they passed out some type of parking, like passes for the residents. If you're not a resident, you try to park in Oakmont or places around there.
Forget about it.
They're going to tow you. All right, Paul, thank you. And again, we're looking forward to talking to Jeff Hathorn coming up. Lenny McAllister in studio every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour. So, Lenny, question for you is close out the conversation about Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And is that a friendship that's salvageable at this point? And if not, what kind of impact do you think it could have?
One, yes, it's salvageable because the bottom line is they have aligning interests. And Elon Musk is already deleting tweets, and people have realized that Donald Trump has always been an individual that can go back and forth, that can really, you know, swing against you in one moment and then kind of act like it never happened the next. And if it's going to be, you know, Teflon with anybody, it's going to be with somebody that's the richest person in the world, that's already helped the administration, that did help him get elected in 2024 with the massive amount of backing between social media and money. If the economy goes well, if there's a policy concern where they can realign, we're going to be talking about how they realigned after the big breach over the weekend.
He did bring up some issues for people who weren't paying that close attention to what was in the budget. And that is expanding the national debt, $2.4 trillion. That troubles a lot of people, politics aside.
Well, it troubled a lot of Republicans in the Senate in particular already. The issue that the Trump administration and Donald Trump had is the fact that we didn't need one of the biggest individuals affiliated with our administration that did help us get reelected, that did run DOGE. We created a department for this individual, and their way of repaying us in this instance was highlighting the one thing we don't want people to pay attention to at a time, and I brought this up previously, at a time where the economic numbers from a job creation perspective are going in the wrong direction. They continue to revise job creation numbers down. We're at a rate of creating only 123,000 jobs a month for the year of 2025. That comes from the tariff war. So anything that reminds you that the tariff war is not working and the national deficit's going up, it's only going to make it harder for Senate Republicans to pass this quote-unquote big, beautiful bill.
Next week, I want to ask you about Juneteenth, our newest federal holiday. But in this world we're living in now with DEI, many states and cities have canceled their celebrations. And I want to get a sense of what you think. And they also removed the head of the Library of Congress, not realizing that it's not a book.
Exactly. It's not a, yeah.
They don't understand. They didn't understand that it's not a library in the sense where you go and you can check out books. No one can. They can provide information for our elected officials and others. But they fired her in part by saying that there were inappropriate books for children, and she has nothing to do with that.
And of course, she's an African-American woman at a time where they continuously seem to be going after racial issues, but they're race blind.
I don't understand the push to remove people.
I understand it.
I don't.
I do. I know what's going on, but we can talk about that next week.
Appreciate your time as always, Len. Thank you.
Thank you, kind sir. God bless.
Lenny McAllister from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.